Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Rob from Portland, Oregon. I've called like a few years ago, I feel like maybe 2 years ago, and you put my story on the air. I called about my high school basement being haunted, and you guys commented on that. And I also said when I called the first time that I've just had things happen to me my whole life. I'm pretty sensitive to all of it. And some new things have been happening. Something happened literally this morning. It is 8:52 a.m. right now. And when I woke up this morning, something immediately happened to me. But before I tell you that, I'll tell you the lead up. So about a week ago, my mom was home alone, and we live in this older Victorian-style house in southeast Portland, where a lot of these old houses are, these old craftsmen's and stuff like that. A lot of history in this area. But my mom is home alone, and she was drinking a sparkling, like a lime LaCroix or something like that. And she's sitting at her desk, and she says she was on her computer, and the can just slid across her desk. And I was like, are you sure you didn't, like, bump the desk or anything? And she was like, no, I, like, put the can on the desk. Like, I tried to move it. Nothing was happening. And I was like, okay, so that's weird. 3 weeks ago, before that happened to my mom, I was sitting in my dining room, and the fan in the dining room turned on. I was home alone, and the only way to turn the fan on is by a remote. The remote is in a junk drawer in the kitchen that I hadn't had gone in all day. So the remote just is for turning on the fan, not the light. So when you flip the switch, the light turned on and nothing else. And so I was really weirded out by that when that happened. But I just, like, said maybe the remote, like, shifted in the drawer and it turned on. But it was, like, that shouldn't have happened type of thing. But whatever, like, I let it go. And then this thing happened with my mom. And then the day after the thing happened with my mom, well, it was kind of like the night. Like, I woke up around 1 a.m. and I had to use the restroom. So I got up and I went to the bathroom, and I have these like little shelves above my toilet that have like a box of matches with a cute quote on them and like a candle. And oh, I have, I have Poopery, which if you haven't tried, I totally recommend. It's great. And you know, this box of matches that I've had forever and the Poopery were in the toilet, like inside. So I just like said, oh, well, maybe like these shelves are like flimsy and the Poopery and the matches just fell in the toilet, you know, like not really thinking anything of it. So I go and I'm taking out the stuff that fell in the toilet, and under the Poopery and the matches is a hair product of mine. And I found this really odd that this would be in the toilet, because the hair product, I used it that night before I went to bed, and I put it on my sink because earlier in the day I actually damaged my hair using a flat iron. So I was doing a treatment on it. And so it was really odd that that specific hair item was in the toilet along with the poopery and the matches, because I left it on the sink. Like, I specifically remember putting it down on the sink and being like, I'm going to use this in the morning before I have work. So it wouldn't have fallen. There's no way that that could have fallen from the sink to the toilet. There's like a good 3 feet gap in between, and there's a trash can that sits in between the sink and the toilet. So there's just no way. Like, it doesn't make sense, basically. Like, it's just really confusing. So we've kind of just had radio silence for like a week, I guess. Like, nothing really has been going on. I've been sleeping well, but I just have been equating that to, you know, work and being stressed out. But this morning, something really weird happened to me. I was in my bed. I had literally just woken up. I hadn't woken up. I had just turned off one of my alarms. And I was rolling over, and my alarm was on snooze, so I nodded off for a second. I literally closed my eyes, like literally closed my eyes, and instantly was like in a lucid dream. But like instantly, like no time passed. Like, I literally shut my eyes and was in a lucid dream. Like, I knew I was in a dream. And in this dream, it was like 2 seconds long, like maybe three. In this dream, I'm with someone, and I can't see who they are, but I know them. And we turn this corner, and whoever I'm with just like yells, "Holy shit, that girl just flew out of nowhere." And we look down this hallway. It looked like a hallway of like a school. And this woman in like this old Victorian dress is staring me down like she wants to like hurt me. Like, she is like charging me full throttle. She is like coming at me as fast as humanly possible, like maybe even more than humanly possible. Like, she was coming at me fast. And right when she got up to my face, I snapped out of the dream, and I had sleep paralysis, and I couldn't move. But I could still, like, feel my bed and feel the covers, you know? So when I slipped into this lucid dream, I was laying on my right side, completely on my right side, because I have to, like, sleep on my side. I can't really sleep on my back. It's just a comfort thing. So I'm sleeping on my right side, right? When I'm in the sleep paralysis, I feel my body moving, like, against my bed sheets, against the comforter, against the pillow. Like, I can literally feel my body being pulled or moved in some way. I wake up from, and it's literally been, like, 2 minutes, because I looked at my clock immediately. My alarm just had gone off. I wake up. Not only am I not on my right side, I'm not even on the side of the bed I fell asleep on 2 minutes ago. I'm now on the left side of the bed, up against the wall. Like, my back is to the wall. Like, it's like as if somebody came to the edge of my bed and pushed on my chest and pushed me all the way up to the other side of my bed, up against the wall. And it was the creepiest thing that has ever happened to me in my entire life. And my first thought was to call your show, because I have been a long time listener. I feel like I'm one of the originals. I have been around since like literally the beginning, I feel like, because I don't even know. I think I've been listening to your show for as long as it's been on the air, maybe like almost 3 years now. I mean, I think I started listening like in 2014. I think that's when you guys may have started your podcast, but I wanted to call and tell you guys immediately what happened to me because I wanted to get your perspective on what you think it is. Like, what is going on? Like, that's not normal. And when I snapped out of that sleep paralysis and I noticed like that I was in a different position in my bed, like up against the wall, like not even like on my side, like someone just like pushed me and like I could feel it happening, it like freaked me out. But I wanted to call you guys and see what you thought. So hopefully you put this on air. If not, I might call back, tell you it again, because I feel like it's a relatable story. But anyways, thanks so much for everything you do. I am an EPP, and I do love listening to those EPP episodes. They're very thrilling. And if you don't have an EPP membership, I highly recommend it, because those EPP stories, let me tell you, they get ya sometimes. Anyways, thanks so much for everything you guys do. I love this show, and I will continue to listen. Have a great, great, great day.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.